حضرت والا عارف بلّہ عالم ربانی رومی وقت حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اقتصا بدام اللہ حافظ ان کا کلام پیش خدمت ہے. ٹائٹل ہے اڑ گیا رنگ حسن فانی کا. جن کا نقشہ تھا کل جوانی کا ہے لقب آج نانا نانی کا. جن کا نقشہ تھا کل جوانی کا ہے لقب آج نانا نانی کا. کیسا دیکھا تھا ہو گئے کیسے, کیا بھروسہ ہے اس جوانی کا. جن کا نقشہ تھا کل جوانی کا ہے لقب آج نانا نانی کا. مل گئے خاک قبر میں کتنے, مل گئے خاک قبر میں کتنے. ناز تھا جن کو زندگانی کا, ناز تھا جن کو زندگانی کا. یہ جہاں گر گیا نگاہوں سے, یہ جہاں گر گیا نگاہوں سے. جب کھلا حال دار فانی کا, جب کھلا حال دار فانی کا. میر اب دل کو کس سے بہلائے, میر اب دل کو کس سے بہلائے. میر اب دل کو کس سے بہلائے. اڑ گیا رنگ حسن فانی کا, اڑ گیا رنگ حسن فانی کا. دل لگا بس خدا سے اے ظالم, دل لگا بس خدا سے اے ظالم. دل لگا بس خدا سے اے ظالم. خوف کر موت ناگہانی کا, خوف کر موت ناگہانی کا. شیخ کامل کے فیض سے دل ہے, شیخ کامل کے فیض سے دل ہے. شیخ کامل کے فیض سے دل ہے. حامل کیف جاودانی کا, حامل کیف جاودانی کا. شیخ کامل کے فیض سے دل ہے, شیخ کامل کے فیض سے دل ہے. حامل کیف جاودانی کا. خاک تن کو عطا ہو ان کا غم, خاک تن کو عطا ہو ان کا غم. خاک تن کو عطا ہو ان کا غم. ہے صلہ ان کی مہربانی کا, یہ صلہ ان کی مہربانی کا. حال دیکھو تو اللہ والوں پر, حال دیکھو تو اللہ والوں پر. مستی خمر آسمانی کا, مستی خمر آسمانی کا. حال دیکھو تو اللہ والوں پر. مستی خمر آسمانی کا. سن لو قصہ زبان اختر سے, سن لو قصہ زبان اختر سے.
سن لو قصہ زبان اختر سے، اس کے دل کے غم نہانی کا، اس کے دل کے غم نہانی کا، کیسا دیکھا تھا ہو گئے کیسے، کیا بھروسہ ہے اس جوانی کا، جن کا نقشہ تھا کل جوانی کا، ہے لقب آج نانا نانی کا، ہے لقب آج نانا نانی کا، شیخ کامل کے فیض سے دل ہے حامل کیف جاودانی کا، کیا بھروسہ ہے اس جوانی کا.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. نسبوم أبو الشيخ أرجيا رن حسن فانيكا، the beauty of temporary the beauty of temporary beauties has flown away. That is, everything of this dunya, whether it is woman, whether it is your wife also, whether it is your health also, whether it is your car, anything of this dunya, its beauty is going to diminish, it's going to get finished. It will fade, it will come to an end. And if that hasn't come to an end, you will come to an end. Either you leave it in its prime, or you might be in your prime or old age, and in front of your eyes you'll see that what you had so much love for, you gave your heart to that. In one poem, Hazrat Damat Barakatum says, Ke jaan de di maine unke naam par, I gave my name for Allah Ta'ala. Ishq ne socha na kuch anjaam par. Love does not think of the end result. Love is such a thing, and love for Allah Ta'ala, that is the true love. That I gave my life for Allah, I did not worry of the end result. And that end result is always good. The next couplet tells, Hazrat says, Sir, don't give your life on any beauty of this dunya. Khaak daaloge unhi ajsam par. Soon will come the time when you'll throw soil over their bodies. Hazrat says, one Hindu in Allahabad, he married a very beautiful woman who passed away in her youth, in her prime. He went mad and he went on saying everywhere, had I known you're going to die so young, I should never have given my heart to you. That I hardly really enjoyed, stayed with you, and here you have died already. So that is husne fani. It has to come to an end. And wise is that person who doesn't give his heart to these things. And a person should give his heart to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, who is forever. Allah's beauty is forever. Kulla yawmin huwa fi shan. Every split second, Allah is in a different splendor. And you'll never get boredom, you'll never get tired, you'll just enjoy if you have given your heart to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Hazrat Damat Barakatum explains that this dunya was not in existence. Allah created the dunya, and the dunya will come to an end also. And Jannat was not in existence also. Allah created Jannat, but Jannat will remain forever. And Allah has been since ever, and Allah will be forever. Therefore, dunya is out of the question, doesn't even come in the equation. But Jannat also cannot compare with Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has been since ever, is forever. So Allah Ta'ala, a person should give his life to Allah Ta'ala. Jinka naqsha tha kal jawani ka. Those whose figures, bodies were of youth of yesterday. In other words, they were very beautiful in the youth, in the prime of a person. Allah, what beauty he has given to that person. Hey, laqab aaj nana nani ka. Today the title is nana nani. We shouldn't think today's nanas and nannies are still very smart and young also. Right? They are still young and they are already nana and nani and dada and dadi. But yeah, The tasawwur, what should come to mind is that, oh lady, that is now completely, her teeth have fallen out, and her eyes, the sockets have gone right in, her temples have gone right in, oh, she's only got one or two long, dirty, yellow teeth left in the mouth. That nani should come to mind, not the nani of today, who is still so young and so smart and so fashionable also, and who looks more like a bride than a nani. Kaisa dekha tha, ho gaye kaise? How did we see them in their youth, and how have they become now? In front of our eyes, we have seen how they have come. Kya bharosa hai is jawani ka? What are you putting your trust on this jawani? And a mu'min, really, every human being, but a mu'min particularly is one who is faithful. And now, when the old age comes, now your love also has diminished. You no more that faithful in the sense that how you used to sing songs and what long, long odes and poems you should say about love. Now in this old age, all that is forgotten. So with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, it will remain forever. That your love will increase all the time, because Allah is forever, and your love will increase all the time. Mil gaye khaake qabar mein kitne? How many such people have gone and mixed with the soil of the sand? Naas tha jinko zindagani tha, who are very proud and arrogant about their worldly life. In this world, how they had lived. Our friend Firoz Maimon, Hazrat Khalifa in Karachi, his nephew, passed away yesterday, I think, at the age of 18. A young boy. What is this dunya? What can we trust this dunya? We all should make dua and maghfirat for him also. But this is this dunya, young people also. And sometimes a person boasts about his investment, his properties, his knowledge, his intellect. And suddenly, one bullet shot, one motor car accident, heart attack, and right in the prime of everything, and you are no more after that. Ye jahan gir gaya nigaahon se, this world with all its temptations and beauty fell from my eyes. Jab khula hal dar-e fani ka, when I realize what is this world, which Allah has declared categorically, Allah Rabbul Izzat, the most knowledgeable, the one who knows everything of the past, present and future, Allah has said this world is nothing but lahwa wa la'ib, just play and pastime. It is وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا دَارُ الْغُرُورِ. It is just a place of deceit and deception. So a person who came to know the reality of this dunya, then this dunya fell from his eyes. He was never again tempted by the things of this dunya. Mir abdil ko kisse behlaye? Oh sir, now by whom are you going to get the enjoyment of your emotions, your heart? Ur gaya rang husne fani ka. Now the beauty of that youth is gone. When you married her, when she was young, at that time she should put 3 different kinds of perfume every day. Change her clothes also 3 times and 3 different kinds of perfume. But now, all the time she's only putting jambok, all the time menthol, and all the time deep heat. Now you just have to smell menthol whole night, and you'll have to rub that also on her. Before she should dress on her own and surprise you, and come with some beautiful perfume and always wanted to surprise you, now she'll tell you, my back is pain, my legs are paining, rub for me menthol, rub for me zambok, all the time, now it's only that. So, what enjoyment are you going to get? Mir abdil ko kisse behlaye, ur gaya rang husne fani ka. Dil laga bas khuda se e zalim. Zalim is used very beautiful, yes, my friend. That, oh my friend, give your heart only to Allah Ta'ala. Khauf kar maut na kahani ka. Fear a sudden death. Suddenly you gave your heart to things of this dunya, and when death came, you got completely, your heart was completely pulled out from all that. A person who is perhaps in the height of his love making, and then like maut comes to him, or he gets a big knock on the door, there is a warrant of arrest for him. And at that time he's pulled out of all that enjoyment and he's gone to the cellars, to the cells. He's gone to, your maut has come to him. Like that maut comes. And if a person has got a less love and maut comes, he's going to his beloved. He's not being pulled away from his beloved, but he's going to his beloved. That maut also is beloved to him. شیخ کامل کے فیض سے دل سے دل ہے. And all this a person gets from a Shaykh Kamil who makes the tarbiyat of his murid, his salik, and teaches him these things. Hamil kayf jawidanika. That murid, he has got now the kayfiyat, the qualities, the condition of an everlasting life. He doesn't fear death also. He in fact looks forward to death. The true mu'min looks forward to death. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he should go on to the battlefield, he should say, I've got such warriors, mujahideen with me, who love death as you people love women and wine. And these people look forward to death. They don't run from death, they look forward to death. When a person has found Allah and the love of Allah, he will also look forward to death. So these people are not afraid of mort. And they always are looking forward, when can they go and meet Allah Ta'ala. خَاكِتَنْ كُعَتَاهُ unka gham. May this body which is made of sand, it is not really capable. But by Allah's fazal, may Allah make it that it will carry the love of Allah Ta'ala. Hey sila unki mehrmani ka. And this is only by the kindness of Allah that this body made of sand and water, it can carry the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Hal dekho to Allah walo par. And if you want to see the true conditions of enjoyment and life, see Allah, the true Allah wala. Masti khamre asmani ka. The when they are drinking the wine of the love of Allah, which comes from the heavens, and like wine makes you drunk. When they get drunk in the love of Allah Ta'ala, then see their condition. How they, dekho inki jhaulani ko, and dekho unki haale masti ko, how they are enjoying, how they are swaying from side to side, and what enjoyment they are getting. سن لو قصہ زبان اختر سا سے. Listen to the story, listen to the sum total from the tongue of اختر, اس کے دل کے غم نہانی کا. The story of that hidden love which is in his heart. The love of Allah, when I'm speaking, Hazrat says, not from my tongue, but from my heart. And that wound of the love of Allah, which is in my heart. Like if a person has got a wound, he can't sleep the whole night, a sore wound. And if you got a wound in your heart, where can you sleep at any time? And then you are just speaking. And speaking what? Of the love of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Hazrat Maula Rashid Ahmed Gangohi, rahmatullah alayh, should very often read this couplet, Zuhad Zahid Ra. That Zuhad, to abstain from dunya, luxuries, comforts of this dunya, is for the Zahid. Deen, Dindar Ra. Deen is for the person who is dindar, who has got deen in his life. Ek zarrae dard tera attar ra. Oh Allah, give me just one drop of your love. That is what he says, that is what I want. The love of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. So everyone has got his different desires and his different tastes. But these buzurgs, what they want? The love of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. And when a person has got the love of Allah, he has got everything. He's got deen also, he's got zuhud also, he's got taqwa also. Everything comes in his life when a person has the love of Allah ta'ala. May Allah bless us with this reality and make this our coming, our sitting, our majalis, so that we acquire this and so that this increases in us all the time. With regard to the great benefits of sunnats, and we were reading about eating habits, our diet, that we shouldn't, what foods we shouldn't mix, etc., and the different types of foods which we shouldn't have at the same time. Do qabiz ghizai jama na karna. A person shouldn't eat two types of food which cause constipation. Then he's going to get double constipation. His stomach is going to get constipated. Qabiz aghziya anto aur shuryano mein thrombosis aur rukawat paida kar deti hai. When you eat food which causes constipation in your intestines, etc., it causes thrombosis, that is blockages. And now your food cannot be digested properly. Agar yaksar do qabiz aghziya istimal karai jaye. If a person uses at one time or continuously two types of food which are both constipating. To dono ke bar jati hai. Because both of them are causes of constipation, so the constipation will be doubled. Aur quwwat-e amal ke barne ki wajah se jism takaleef aur masaib ka shikar ho jata hai. I think we read this already. Achha, anyway. And now because of that extra power of two types of food which cause constipation, now your harm and your difficulty will be increased. Mathalan, kachche amrood or bhindi wagaira. Like eating raw guavas and bhindi. Vegetable bhindi, if you don't eat them together, because both of them are causes constipation. So if you're going to eat the two together or continuously, one meal and the next meal again of that, then you're going to be constipated, and constipation is the beginning of illnesses. It is putting the seed for illnesses in the body. Do jullab awar ghizai jama na karna, and neither should you eat two types of food which causes diarrhea. Which will loosen your stomach, and if you eat food of the same type, that will also cause you problems. Anto ki harakat, agar mustaqil tez rahe. If your intestines, the working of it becomes faster now, which is diarrhea, your stomach being loosened. To anto ka zakham, ulcer, or anto ki sozish shuru ho jati hai. Then in your intestines, you will get wounds, which is known as an ulcer, and also the heat of it is increased. And now this causes diarrhea, and this is also unhealthy for a person. Chulab awar ghizai aantu ki harakat ko tez karti hai. All types of food which cause diarrhea, it makes the intestines work faster and harder. Jisse maada aur aantu ki andaruni teh kamzor hokar sozish ka baais banti hai. Because of which the stomach and the intestines, the inner parts of it, the layers of it, become hot and they now become weak. Mathalan, palak or karele. For example, palak, spinach. Spinach and karela. Everyone knows what is karela. If you eat those two things together, garam tabai ke liye. And especially for those who have got by nature who are hot. Every person's nature is different. Somebody is cold, somebody is hot. The person is hot and he eats this hot food, even more harm it will cause him. So every type, every person's diet is also really different. And every person should find out what type, what is his nature. And to know whether a person, you prefer summer or winter. If you prefer winter, that means your nature is hot. That's why the cold doesn't harm you so much. So you look forward to winter. Not because of wearing a jersey in winter, the jersey which you couldn't wear whole year, you got a smart jersey, and now in winter you can wear it. Not because of that, but how you feel. But according to that you can see. And from here also we can see, really this is what we should be studying, especially our women folk. So when they will be able to prepare food, not only that they look at Indian delights and prepare all the delicious, but healthy food. And to know the person in the house and to prepare food according to that. Food is the basis, and food should be correct, the correct food we should eat. But today, unfortunately, our young girl, even young mothers, they got more time for their sports and for the art and for walks and worried about their body more than they are worried about these things. Where have they got time for this? They're more worried about their nails and their toenails and their fingernails. And these things they are more worried about. So these are the things really that women folk should particularly be learning more. Do ghaliz ghizai jama na karna. A person shouldn't combine two heavy, thick types of food. Maade mein ghilazat ke wajah se nizam hazam mutasir hota hai. When there is heaviness in the stomach, then your digestive system is affected. Uski wajah se maada ki tezabiyat khatam hokar uske alkali zyada ho jati hai. Because of this, the acidity in the stomach, it just becomes less and alkali becomes more. In other words, the whole balance is upset. Aur insaan mustaqil tabkhir, gas, aur phir dil ka mareez ban jata hai. And such a person becomes always, you know, he suffers from gas diseases, indigestion, whether he now chest burns and burping all the time, and his chest burns all the time with this gas, and this causes then heart problem also, and he will become an eternal heart patient. Mathalan, what are the things that a person shouldn't combine? Palak, that is spinach. Arui, that is yam. There's pateria, the ghant, the root of it, that is eaten also, which is called yam, Y-A-M. Bhindi, we all know. Dale mash, mash dal, like that. Dale mash is very healthy. And a person should try and eat it once a week, but not mix it with these other things. Dale chana, chana dal, wagera. These things should not be mixed and eaten together, because then it will cause all this gas in the body, and it will cause indigestion, chest burns, etc., and it will eventually lead to heart problems also. So may Allah Ta'ala, as Allah has said in the Quran Sharif, repeatedly, Ya ayyuhar rusul, kulu min at-tayyibat, eat of tayyibat. This is all comes under tayyibat. Halalan, it must be halal. There is no question about that. But what halal? Halalan tayyiba. That good, healthy food, wholesome food. So a person's diet also should be correct. And all this, as we read at the beginning, Hadrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us all these precautionary measures, so that we take them and we don't then sit with health problems. If we follow these precautionary measures, so if we learn that, and if especially a hakim can prepare these things, even dietitians in the West have prepared good books on this, that how the food should be taken, it shouldn't be mixed. The different, for example, proteins, too, don't have two proteins at one time. Don't have two carbohydrates at one time. Have a balanced diet. There are enough diet books, and the good ones in this, if a good doctor or a hakim recommends a book, we should study that book and eat our food according to that. Hazrat has explained here, which many times we have discussed and from Hazrat's talks, but Hazrat has given a very good exposition of it. The Darwin ki theory ka anjaam, the result of Darwin's theory of evolution. Dehriyat ke balan parwazi aur inki madhaka khayas tahqeeq. The great advancement of atheism and the laughable research, their laughable research, what their research is so laughable. Darwin sahab ne apna ek nasab nama pesh kiya hai. Darwin, Mr. Darwin has presented his lineage, his progeny, from where he comes. اور جن کی پیش کردہ سجرہ پر بہت سے عقل و فہم کے سلامتی سے یتیم اور اپنے خالق اور مالک کے عطا فرمودہ روشنی سے نا آشنا اور محروم اور بزام خود دانشوران زمانہ کے امام بے وضو نے بہت داد تحسین پیش کی. And when he presented this lineage of his, that from who is his forefathers, who is his nana and nani, who is his dada and dadi, then many people who are orphans of aqal and fahim, of brains and understanding, of brains and understanding being correct, they are orphans. In other words, they haven't got proper brains and understanding. And what Allah Ta'ala, the Khaliq and the Malik, the Creator, what light He gave them, they were in total darkness of that light which Allah Ta'ala had given them, and they were mehroom, denied of this light. Or bazami khud, and according to their own opinion, they are the great philosophers of the time and the great intellectuals of the time. And these are imam bi wuzu, people who haven't even got wuzu and don't even know how to make wuzu. In other words, whose wind is coming out all the time. And they are such great philosophers and such great thinkers, and they are such great researchers. Daade tahseen pesh ki, they praise Darwin. That what you have, you presented your lineage, that not only you, but on our behalf also, that our dada, dadi is a monkey. And then these very intellectuals, and who are going all out to prove it, that really their dada and dadi is a monkey, and these people are praising Davan for what he has done. Lekin zara ek sahib e nisbat aur hamil e noor e haq qalb ki zuban ka jawab suniye. But listen to the answer of a sahib e nisbat, person who's got connection with Allah Ta'ala, and hamil e noor e haq, and a person who carries the noor of the truth from qalb ki zuban ka jawab suniye. Listen to the answer from his tongue, which comes from his heart. Irshad, Hadrat Hakim ul-Ummat, Mujaddid ul-Millat, Mawlana Shah Muhammad Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali, Ma'a Tashreeh az Ahkar. What Hadrat Ma'a Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali, Mujaddid ul-Millat, had to say, and our Shaykh has given his commentary as well on that. Mawlana writes, Suna hai ke Darwin ki tahqeeq hai ke insaan dar asal bandar tha. He says, we have heard, this news has reached us, this Darwin has researched and said that actually our forefather, that is his forefather, not ours, was a monkey. Aur hum log bandar hi ke aulaad hai. And that we are the children of a monkey. Pehle uske dum is tarah jhari. Firstly, his tail fell off in this way, ke uske bawasir hui. That he got bawasir?
Piles.
The piles disease the monkey got. Or be pana kharish hui. And it was itching him terribly at that point. Us bandar ne ek khurdare pathar par kharish ki taskeen ke liye dum ki jar ko rag rakh. On a very rough stone, he kept on rubbing, scratching his tail there all the time. Ragarte, ragarte, dum ghaib ho gaye. He scratched it so much that his tail fell off. Phir aur tarakki hui. And now he even advanced more. Jab kharish phir bhi na achhi hui, and then that itching still did not stop, to bechaini se agle dono haato ko utha kar, then he picked up his front two paw, legs, his front, which were his hands, he picked them up, shore kharish machata hua, bhagne laga. And because of the scratching, how he kept on screaming, it's itching me too much, it's paining me too much, he started running. Hatta ki uske aadat insaan ki tarah chalne ki ho gaye. Until finally he became that he started walking like a human being. Phir isi bad hawasi mein uske bandar wali ghir irtiqai tabdili hasil karte hue insani awaz ke mushabah ho gaye. And then the sound of a monkey. What's the sound of a monkey?
Screeching.
Whatever the sound? The sound of that monkey, he kept on and he changed into the voice of a human being. Became similar to the voice of a being. Is qisam ki zatilat ka jawab dene ke liye baas napukhta ilm o aqal ne qalam uthaye. To answer such rubbish, some people whose knowledge was not proper, they went and they tried and replied to such type of rubbish, which was just fit for the rubbish burn. You don't even have to look at it a second time. But they took the courage to pick up their pens and to answer. Or jawab bhi likh mara. And they gave answers to him also. Or inki hogi hogi. Whatever the result of that result, the answers etc. will be. Se baaz log bare khush hue. Many people became very happy that they replied to Darwin. Giri pari cheez ka koi to uthane wala hota hi hai. Whatever is fallen down, there will be somebody to pick it up. There will be always somebody. Magar wahre hamare hakeem ul ummat kya jawab tahreer farmaya hai. But what an answer Hazrat Hakeem ul ummat rahmatullah ali gave to the sunya. Farmati Hazrat answers, har insaan ko apna khandani nasab nama aur shajara pesh karne ka haq hasil hai. Every person has the right, what he says, that this is my father, we accept that. You ask somebody, who's your father, from where you came, from where are you, we accept that. Usko maan lene mein koi nuksan nahi, we accept that. Mathalan koi kehta hai, main bandar ki aulaad hoon, so uska jawab dene ki zarurat hi kya pesh aaye. If somebody tells you that I'm the child of a monkey, you don't have to answer. If you say my father is Mr. So-and-so, my mother, you accept it, you don't fight with the person. So if he says himself that he is the son of a monkey, we should accept it. There is no problem with that. Hum khushi se tasleem karte hain ki aap beshak bandar ke aulaad hain. Yeah, we accept you are the children of monkeys. Balki usse barkar aap agar daawa kare ke main suar ke aulaad hoon, but if you say that we are the children of pigs, kutte ke aulaad hoon, children of dogs, to humko tasleem karne mein safe awwal mein paoge. You'll find us right in the first line to accept what you say. Because you are saying it yourself, what who you are. Aur hum kahenge ke haan haan bilkul theek kehte ho. And we'll say, yes, very true, what you are saying is right. Tum waqi bandar ya suwar ke aulaad ho. Really, you are the children of the monkeys or the pigs. Hum aapka khandani shajara aur nisab namo qabool karte hain. We accept what your lineage, what you are saying. We accept what you say. Uske liye tardeed ki kya zarurat pesh aayi? Why did we have to even go and fight against them and answer them? We don't have to waste our time in that. Har shakhs ko apna khandani shajara pesh karne ka maakool haq milna chahiye. Every person should have the right that he be given the right that he says from where he comes. Albatta hum apna shajara bhi pesh karte rahenge. But we will also present our lineage from where we come. Ke hum alhamdulillah, Allah ta'ala ke fazal o karam se peygamber zade hain. That we are the children of a peygamber, of Adam alayhi salam. Humko humare khaliq o malik ne ya bani Adam pukara hai. Our creator is called us ya bani Adam. To hum peygamber o zada aur sharif zado ko kya pari hai ke bandar aur suar ya kutto ke aulad wale shajar aur nasab nama pesh karne wale se jag mare. So what need is there for us that we must go and fight with the people who say they are the children of dogs, of monkeys, of pigs? Why? We are Adam alayhi salam's awlad. And when we are that, which Allah has given us this honor and called us ashraful makhlukat, why must we go and fight with those people who say that they are the children of monkeys, etc.? If they are the children of monkeys, let them be. Darwin sahab ke tahqeeq par jo log apna shajara aur khandan se milane ke liye pesh raf karna chahe, and those people who want to rub shoulders and with Darwin, they also want to prove that they are also the children of monkeys. Hum unko pesh ravi mein zara bhi haal na honge. We won't stop them at all in this race of death. Those who are so keen and in their secular and western education, well, unfortunately, in our so-called Islamic schools also this is being taught now. And we are also very keen that we want to prove, then they can carry on also if they want to prove that. Or na unke khilaf kabhi qalam uthane ki zarurat pesh karte hai. And we won't feel it ever necessary that we must refute this. Those who want to be the children of donkeys, of monkeys and dogs and pigs, then that is up to them. Good luck or bad luck to them. But we are the children of Adam alayhi salam. Allah has called us Ya Bani Adam, all the children. We are the children of Peygamber. We are whom Allah Ta'ala says Khalaqtu bi yadayya, who I created with my own hands. That means of all the creation of Allah for insan. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Allah took the greatest and most special care to make this insan. This is the model of Allah Ta'ala. How Allah Ta'ala has made this insan. So we don't have to worry. And from here also we learn, you don't have to answer every person's question. If it's deserving of the rubbish burn, throw it in the rubbish burn. You don't have to worry. You can read 2 rakats namaz. You read 20 times subhanallah. That is more beneficial for you than answering such people. And many such people, when we were in Indonesia, there is a common practice also, Q&A after bayan. It's lazim. So one person who thought he was also quite wise, all this philosopher type, he came forward and he asked this question that, he says, I've asked this question many times and always this question has troubled me, that did Allah create the sun first or the moon first? So now all that, what do we need all that? And Allah Ta'ala clearly said that Allah created the heavens, the earth and everything. So in the heavens Allah created for Allah one kun. Where is it now? What is front and what is back? B. And that came with all its, with everything. Alhamdulillah was very satisfied with the answer. But there is one bimari also and they must have it. And see, when good questions come, there is benefit also from there. Some people ask good questions also, but thereafter every bayan, question and answer, it has to be there. And even the women ask questions. They also, and verbal they ask. And good, fortunately there were translators, and they used to take care of that part. But it is their system there. And they also, you would ask questions, and some ask good questions, some ask what we, in our term, Allah knows best, what we call stupid questions also. Like in the majlis of Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah alayh, there was one old man, elderly man with a nice big beard, always quiet. Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah alayh, was also impressed. This must be a very big alim. He was very impressed with him. Then one day when the Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah, explained the masala, that when the sun sets, then you must break your roza, make iftari. That day he spoke, and he asked if the sun doesn't set. Then Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah, Ali said, had you kept quiet, I should still be very impressed by you. But today your secret opened up. That how the sun is not going to set. Allah's nizam is the sun is going to set. Just like that, by Ma'ana Tanwi, rahmatullah, Ali, one person came, and the way he looked outwardly, Ma'ana Tanwi, rahmatullah, got impressed and sat with adab in front of him. With two legs, or how we sit in a tahiyat and that. Then Hazrat asked him with great respect, what is your name? So he said, Asaf. So he said, if your name is Asaf, then I don't need to sit with so much respect in front of you. And Hazrat stretched out his legs and said, instead of Yusuf, the word Yusuf has been spoiled so much, Isop and Asaf, how many logat of the word Yusuf? So Hazrat said that if you are Asaf, then I don't have to sit with so much respect in front of you. Gunehgaro ko apni bigri toba aur istighfar se banani chahiye. There is a very great lesson, and this is what is haqiqat and tasawwuf. Hazrat Arif Billah, that those people who are sinners, they shouldn't give up also hope. And what they have destroyed, the whole building they have demolished, but they could build it up again by istighfar. Istighfar will put up a new building for them, a good, solid, beautiful, modern building. Istighfar, no matter how your building has been destroyed because of your sins, but Allah kept the door of istighfar open. Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah alayhi, ustad, Imam Isfirani, for 30 years he asked Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, make me such that I do not commit a single sin, in no way whatsoever. Then after 30 years, Allah put it in his heart that if you can't come in the way of mutatahhirin, those who stay away completely, who are pure, completely of sin, I've kept another door also open. And that is the door of istighfar. And our Shaykh Damat Barakatum gives this beautiful example. If you want to travel by South African Airways, any airlines, and they are selling tickets there at the counter, and there's a big queue, and there is another smaller window next to it, and there is no queue there. So why you want to stand in the long queue? Just go to the same ticket you're going to get from when they're going to give you the ticket. The one is a big door, and the one is a small, big window and a small window. But the ticket is the same. So go to the other window and collect your ticket. So if you can't get your ticket by staying away, being park and pure of guna, go to the door of istighfar. From there also you're going to become the mahbub of Allah. Your object is to become the mahbub, the beloved of Allah. And by istighfar also a person becomes the mahbub of Allah. From here we learn we should make tawbah istighfar regularly. This is very, very important for every person. The beginning stage of tawbah is from our open sins, which we know which are sins. Whatever sins we are committing, we make tawbah from that and we stay away from those sins. The next step is that the tawbah from ghaflat, that we are not making Allah's zikr. In other words, nafils, we are not making tilawat of Quran, zikrullah, dua, that we are not making. So make tawbah of that. We should be in the zikr, remembrance of Allah. When we pass that stage, then there is one third tawbah also. That tawbah anil ghaibubah. That is that Allah is absent from our mind. That we try now reach that stage that Allah is present in our mind all the time. And whenever Allah, that is why when we come out from the toilet is ghufranak. Because in the toilet, even if we want to, we're not allowed to remember Allah, to make zikr of Allah. So as soon as you come out, Ghufranak, oh Allah, forgive me that I was not remembering you during this period. So Tawbah, a person, every person should make this part of his life. And it will start with the mere words of just Astaghfirullah. Even just 100 times, just read Astaghfirullah, even not the whole Istighfar. Only Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Slowly that reality will come and this will grow and this will bring great humbleness. Till a person is not prepared to accept his mistake. Any argument between husband and wife, partners, whoever, till a person is not prepared to accept his mistake, that argument just carries on. One party accepts, yes, I was wrong, I made a mistake. The whole argument is over. And Allah loves those people who admit their fault. And by Allah, who can make Allah's ibadat as it is supposed to be? We are open sinners. Forget Allah's ibadat, that is the work of the awliya. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, rahmatullah, how many times in a day he should look up, Ya Rabbi, maaf farma dijiye. Ya Rabbi, maaf farma dijiye. He was in ibadat all the time. There was no question. Our Shaykh says once from the village, Hazrat went to Phulpur where he was teaching Bukhari Sharif, and a very, very beautiful girl came in front. And all what Hazrat were walking, they said, definitely, Maulana will look today. There is no doubt about that. They saw that 100% he walked past without even little bit lifting his gaze. So with a person like that, but every time, Ya Rabbi, maaf farma dijiye. Ya Rabbi, maaf farma dijiye. And if once I phoned Hazrat and I said on my tongue, only istighfar comes. Hazrat said, Mubarak Maulana, that you are now on the super highway of wilayat. When a person starts making tawbah istighfar, he's now moving it up. He's going now towards becoming the wali of Allah Ta'ala. So tawbah istighfar is a very great blessing which Allah has given us. Baz log ko ghalib ke ye sher maani hota hai. Some people, this form of ghalib, it prevents them from going towards Allah Ta'ala. Ghalib said this poem, Kaaba kis muh se jaoge ghalib, sharam tumko magar nahi aati. But which face will you go to Kaaba Sharif, O ghalib? Don't you have shame in you? In other words, you committed so many sins, and now you want to go to Kaaba Sharif? Like many people, young son or young boy wants to keep a beard. Oh, you, I know you, man. You want to now become a big maulvi. You want to become a big buzurg now. Or you wear kurta. I know you, we were friends. And now you want to become a big buzurg today. So they discourage him this way. If a girl wants to go in parda, oh, where are you going in parda? Your history we know very well. And now you want to go in parda? So a poem like that. Now where you want to become naked? Shaitan also tells a person, when he wants to change his life, we do righteous things, Shaitan also tell him, now where are you going to do this? Hazrat Maulana Shah Muhammad Ahmed Sahib Damat Barakatuhum Rahmatullah Ali ne is shair ki islah farmali. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ahmed Sahib Rahmatullah Ali made a Muslim out of this poem. This poem was a poem of Naumidi, and Naumidi is kufr. Hazrat slaughtered it and made it Muslim, made it halal. Main isi muh se Kaaba jaunga. With this very face of mine, with my very gunas and all, I will go to Kaaba. Sharam ko khaak mein milaunga. I will put shame in the ground, down on the sand. In other words, Hazrat explains, when you are watching TV, naked films, all filth and dirt, then you got no shame. Your daughter is there, your daughter-in-law, the whole family together watching, then no shame. But to make tawbah, now sharam. Hey, that is how shaitan makes you. To commit the worst type of sins, that time you have got no shame in committing those sins. But to make tawbah, now you making tawbah. Where you make? So that is shaitan's work. So your sharam, that this is not the correct sharam. Al-haya shu'batu min al-iman. But there is not that sharam that stops you from making tawbah. That is that sharam haya that stops you from committing sin. Unko ro ke main manaunga. I will cry and plead and beg of Allah that, oh Allah, forgive me. Apni bigri ko yun banaunga. What I have destroyed, what I have demolished, I will build it up now in this way. Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali farmate hai, Hazrat Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali says, Nala gunegara se arsh, rahmat se kaamne lagta hai. By the crying, aneenul mudnibin, the crying of the sobbing, and the crying of the sinner, Ahabba ilallah means zajril musabbihin. Allah loves it more than the person who's reading Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. The example of this Hazrat gives, that if your one son came out to be the black sheep and he went and do a lot of wrong things, but then he realized, he came home. Your other four or five sons, they're working hard for you. They're earning for you. They're very obedient. But when that son has returned at night, then the father doesn't worry about these other good sons of his. And he tells his wife, the mother also, prepare the best meal for him. Prepare the best bedroom for him. He has made tawbah. He has come back. He is the VIP. So a person who makes tawbah in the court of the pious people, he, by Allah, is treated as a VIP. That he has made tawbah and he has come back. So lot value for that person. So when a person cries to Allah, the throne of Allah also shakes. Yani darya-e rahmat ke moje mein josh aata hai. That is, in the seas of the rahmat of Allah, a storm comes in that seas. Allah's rahmat increases manifold when a person makes tawbah. A person should regularly make tawbah and cry to Allah Ta'ala. حضرت حکیم الامت تھانوی رحمت اللہ علیہ نے فرمایا کہ حضرت حاجی امداد اللہ صاحب مہاجر مکی رحمت اللہ علیہ حرم شریف میں آخر شب استغفار میں اس طرح روتے تھے کہ کلیجہ سننے والوں کا پھٹا جاتا تھا. That Haji Imdadullah rahmatullah alayhi tahajjata mean haram sharif, forget himself, any person who should hear him, how he used to cry. It was as if their lover heart would be breaking to pieces now. Like that he used to, how he should plead and cry to Allah Ta'ala. اور ایک رات صرف اس شعر کو سجدہ میں پڑھتے رہے اور روتے رہے. And one night only this one poem, he kept on repeating it in sajda all the time, crying to Allah. اے خدا ای بندہ را رسوا مکن. Oh Allah, never disgrace this banda of yours, this servant of yours. گربدم من سر من پیدا مکن. Though I'm very garbar, I'm very bad, but don't open my secrets to any person. Whole night he kept on saying this. This also, when Hazrat taught us this, we were in UK, and it was summer in UK, and Hazrat was going for his walk to a very big lake. And there Hazrat told me, learn this poem and always read this poem. So this poem, just reading it gives us pleasure, and to remember where and how when Hazrat told us. That beautiful lake in front, and early in the morning, when there's nobody on the streets or anything. اے خدا اس بندہ کو میدان حشر میں رسوا مت فرمانا. اگرچہ ہم برے اور گنہگار ہیں, آپ ہماری عیوب کو مخلوق پر ظاہر نہ فرمائے. اے خدا ای بندہ را رسوا مکن, کر بدم من سر من پیدا مکن. A person should learn this and read it also regularly. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.
بسم اللہ الرحمن. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کرائے ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے, سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے. کرائے ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے, سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے. لیلا کے فانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے. خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے, خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے شان نئی. سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کیا کیجئے لبریز جب ان کی الفت کا پیمانہ ہو, عقل کی زنجیروں کو توڑے عشق میں یوں دیوانہ ہو. کیا کیجئے لبریز جب ان کی الفت کا پیمانہ ہو, عقل کی زنجیروں کو توڑے عشق میں یوں دیوانہ ہو. غیروں کا کیا ذکر جب اپنے آپ سے ہی بیگانہ ہو.
نشائش کے الہی یارو نشائش کے الہی یارو چیز ہی ایسی ہے واللہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. عشق خدا کی آگ وہ پہلے سہنے دل میں لگاتے ہیں جس سے معاصی کے سارے ہی خار و خس جل جاتے ہیں. عشق خدا کی آگ وہ پہلے سہنے دل میں لگاتے ہیں جس سے معاصی کے سارے ہی خار و خس جل جاتے ہیں. پھر سالک کو آسانی سے منزل پر پہنچاتے ہیں. رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے سب کہہ دو سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.